Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A federal judge has agreed with a defense request to postpone sentencing for a former fisheries aide for Senator Lisa Murkowski. Arnie Fugelvog pled guilty in August to falsely reporting where he caught sable fish intended for interstate commerce. Sentencing was set for November 18th, but Fugelvog's attorney Jeffrey Feldman asked the judge to reschedule to December 7th. U.S. District Court Judge H. Russell Holland granted the request earlier this week. Fugelvog entered a plea agreement that recommends he be sentenced to 10 months in prison, fined $50,000, and ordered to make a community service payment of $100,000 to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to enhance fisheries habitat in the coastal areas of the Gulf of Alaska. Fugelvog is free on his own recognizance. Puna has a new mayor. Seferino Villarreal was the top vote-getter, winning a three-year term during Puna's municipal election on Tuesday. Mary Erickson and Hope Anderson won three-year terms for the Puna City Council. Chris Erickson won a one-year term on the City Council. Incumbents Robert Hunton and Sandy Howard were unopposed as they ran for another three-year term on the school board. Richard Jennings was also unopposed for a one-year term. Gordon Greenwald was also unopposed for a three-year term on the liquor board. Puna City Clerk Alice Williams says newly elected officials will be sworn in on Monday. The next city council meeting in Puna is Tuesday evening. Gustavus city officials say they'll release the results of their municipal election after absentee and question ballots are counted this evening. Juneau election officials will begin counting absentee and question ballots at City Hall in just about an hour from now, and those ballots will likely be important in settling the race for the area-wide assembly seat. Carlton Smith leads Lauren Jones by 53 votes. And Juneau High School football teams are on their way to the state championships. Both the Juneau Douglas Crimson Bears and Thunder Mountain Falcons have home playoff games this weekend. The Crimson Bears, second seed in the seven-member Rail Belt Conference, will play the East Anchorage Thunderbirds, third seed in the Cook Inlet Conference of eight schools. The game is tomorrow at Adair Kennedy Field at 7 o'clock. And tonight, the Thunder Mountain Falcons of the Southeast Conference play the Homer Mariners of the Northern Lights Conference. Kickoff at Falcons Field is 6 o'clock tonight. The Falcons finished first in the small Southeast Conference of three schools. Homer is the second seed in the six-school Northern Lights Conference. Alaska has three statewide football championships this fall. The Alaska School Activities Association has added a medium division to the existing small and large schools division. Thunder Mountain is in that medium division, which includes schools with an enrollment of 326 to 800 students. Small schools are those with enrollment up to 325 students, and Juneau Douglas High School is part of the large schools division with enrollments over 800 students. Weather forecast for the capital city today calls for rain and rain showers that should continue into the weekend with temperatures generally in the 40s.